Time for the Appleton Public Library Show with head librarian Cindy Hendricks. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
I love this kind of cool, yet the sun's out, and kind of cool weather.
It's fabulous out. I love it, too. I mean, sunshine, cool temps. It's like perfect. Could it be like this year-round?
That's right. I would take it year-round.
I know.
For sure.
So. We should put our orders in, huh?
Hey, you got the new newsletter, May newsletter's out.
Yes. It is chock full of all sorts of exciting things, isn't it? We are conducting a community survey on the Appleton Public Library.
Oh.
And so there is a link, or you can scan a QR code to complete the survey digitally. Or you can stop on down at the Appleton Public Library and pick up a paper copy and fill it out as well. We want to hear from you. You know, we want to know, what are we doing well? What could we do to, you know, shake things up, make some things different? You know, we're here to serve our public, and so we want to hear from you all.
Yeah. How can you do that again?
You can go on our Facebook page and scan a QR code or click on a link. You can stop on down at the Appleton Library and pick up a paper copy. I've got signage where you can scan a QR code that are placed here and there. All sorts of different ways that you can do this.
Okay.
Like I said, if you're not into digital, just stop on down. We'll give you a paper copy.
All right. I like surveys.
I do, too, because I think sometimes we get so used to what we're doing that maybe we need some suggestions for change, or maybe we need to hear, you're doing a good job, Cindy.
Right.
Cindy, Georgia, Lisa, Dawn.
Yeah, there you go.
Samantha, Julia. You know, I mean, all of us need to hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us something we're doing well. Tell us something, a suggestion, an idea. A lot of it is picking some items of what you know, kind of a ABC type of thing.
Right. Good.
But, yeah, there's always room for suggestion. Always room for suggestion, improvement, or, you know, anything.
Yep. Well, when we get done with this program, I'm going to fill out the survey.
Sounds fabulous. Right. Thank you.
Right. What's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, we have our Little Free Seed Library, so stop on down. All you need to do is stop in, take some seeds home, grow your green space, and it's just a limit of 4 per household, just kind of a way to kind of spread the green. Also, tonight, we have Upcycling 101 with Meredith Semmel. You're going to be able to create a one-of-a-kind mosaic tray with upcycled materials, and this class is for adults. We do have one or two openings still, so give us a call at 289-1681 if you are interested. Also, tomorrow we are, for the after-school group, we are making flowers for Mother's Day for children and families. Our friend's flower fundraiser has been going on, and I think we might have a couple of pink geraniums left. Otherwise, we've sold all 200.
Mm.
That's pretty exciting. So like I said, there is a couple. If you want to give us a call at that same number, 289-1681, and you love pink, Appleton Power Equipment and Floral, they do an awesome job. And that's where we get our plants from. So we always are paying it forward. We're supporting a business, and you're supporting us by purchasing them. So it's a win-win. Next Wednesday is Zootopia 2, the movie and popcorn for children and families after school at 3:30 p.m. The 20th, we have Minute to Win It for our after-school crowd. On the 21st, Prairie 5 Aging Counselor Laura Thomas will be here for any of your questions for our 55-plus group. We will be closed on the 25th in observance of the Memorial Day holiday. We've got our book club that's going to meet on the 26th, and we are reading Educated. So if you're interested in joining us, picking up a book, stop on down. Give us a call. Our summer reading program registration for children and families, plus the big prize reveal, starts on the 27th of May. Can you believe summer is almost here?
Wow.
Super exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then also summer reading pre-registration for teens is also at the same time because we're running two programs, one for children and one for teens, tweens.
Okay.
Lots of fun and exciting things happening here at the Appleton Public Library.
I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move in. It's springtime. Let's move into what people are reading.
Oh, there's lots of new and exciting books out there. New in fiction, so books that are not true. They sometimes sound like they could be true, though. Purple State by Dana Perino. It's a public relations professional. It goes with two of her friends to a swing district in Wisconsin and meets a guy with a different perspective. Daniel Steele has a new book out called A Woman's Place. After the sinking of the Titanic, takes her father, later Victoria Oldbrook, marries an older industrialist, and eventually steps into his business. Sally Hepworth has a new book called Mad Mabel. It's an elderly woman who was once Australia's youngest convicted murderer, tries to keep her previous life hidden. And then James Patterson has written a book with Susan Patterson. It's a follow-up book from Things I Wish I Told My Mother, and it's called Mother-Daughter Book Club. New in nonfiction, which is opinion or fact-based, is what we want to say, is When We See You Again by Rachel Goldberg Pollan. As a mother recounts the capture of her son, Hirsch, from the Nova Music Festival and his subsequent execution. Ooh, quite the story. This Vast Enterprise by Craig Furman is a revisionist history of the Lewis and Clark expedition viewed from the perspective of 10 people who are connected to it. And For the Love of the Grind by Sarah Hall is a professional runner, describes overcoming obstacles she encountered becoming a mother through adoption. Yeah, and there's so many new items that have been out now this spring. So stop on down if you've got a favorite author or you're looking for a book suggestion, because we are all readers here. That's what we do.
That's what we enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. All right, and fill out that survey, right?
Yes, please, please fill out the survey. Right. We would appreciate it.
All right, how can people get a hold of you or where you're located, Cindy?
Well, we're located at 50 East Rooney, and you can't miss us. We're the ones with all the people on the roof fixing this wonderful roof, and I'm so happy to see this come to fruition. It is wonderful.
Awesome.
So we're located at 50 East Rooney in Appleton. Our phone number is 320-289-1681. You can visit us on Facebook, check out our website. For all the exciting things happening here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right. You have a great Mother's Day, Cindy.
Yeah, thank you. Your wife as well.
Yeah.
And all our mothers that are listening.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.